Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And remember that phone number if you'd like to call toll-free to contribute to WILL, 866-779-9455. It's 9:49 and time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 4.64, down 8.25 on the open. July, 4.61, down 14.75. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 4.50, down 11 on the open. July, 4.63, down 12. September, 4.70, down 15.5. December, 4.88, down 10.5 on the open. May corn opened at 374.5, down 20 on the open. July, 385.5, down 20. September, 381.25, down 20. December, 383.5, down 20. March, 392.25, down 20. May, 398, down 18.5. July, 406, down 13.75. September, 389, down 10 on the open. May soybeans open at 772, down 6.25 on the open. July, 787, down 6.25. August, 793, down 6. September, 807, up 1.75. November, 817, down 3. January, 825, down 4. March, 834, down 1.75. May, 8.32, down 7.5 on the open. May soybean meal open at 2.18, down 60 on the open. July, 2.22.30, down 1.10. May soybean oil opened at 33, up 3 on the open. July, 33.10, down 31. At the Merck, April feeders opened at 107, up 77.5 on the open. May, 108, up 70. August, 109.40, up 77.5. September, 107.80, up 80 on the open. April live cattle opened at 96.70, up 32.5 on the open. June, 94.25, up 30. August, 91.75, up 2.5. October, 95.77.5, up 2.5 on the open. April lean hogs opened at 63.45, down 5 on the open. May, 73.05, down 35. June, 73.75, down 32.5. July, 74.80, down 25 on the open. And May bellies open at 165, down 37.5 on the open.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
This is our Spring AM 580 Fund Drive. We thank those agricultural supporters who have already contributed. Thus far, we received more than $80,000 in support for our radio service, and that is a great start. Well, now we're asking you, our agricultural listeners, to help keep program quality high. You are our largest and most important source of agricultural funding at AM 580. By giving a gift of $40 or $100 today, you'll keep programs like the Opening Market Report on the air, serving your agricultural needs. Do your part with your $40 or $100 gift right now at 217-244-9455 or give online at our secure website, WILLpledge.org. And when you make your gift, some of our agricultural business partners will add to its value. Jay Pierce has all the details.
That's right. Four of our friends in ag programming, Agrigold Hybrids, Bates Commodities, Roach Ag Marketing, and Risk Management Commodities, all know how valuable this information is to you and the success of your farming operation. And they want to help keep the market information coming your way on AM 580 and online at willag.org. They are going to add, get this, $1,000.
Wow.
$1,000 as soon as you call and 74 others call. Well, we've had three in so far. So as soon as 72 more ag listeners call and say, I'm calling in support of agriculture at 244 9455 and make a support or make a pledge of support. And Dave, you know, that $100 pledge is, you know, it's not even, it's what, 30 cents a day or something like that it works out to. Now, come on. If you had to put a quarter and a nickel in your radio to listen every day to the agricultural programming, would you do that? Is it that valuable to you? Make that $100 contribution right now. 244-9455. You will be helping to leverage $1,000 from these folks and keep agriculture programming growing here on WILL Radio. 244-9455. Let's hear your vote of support right now.
Let's go ahead and bring in Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. He'll give us the updates on the marketplace. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. We're still lock limit down in all contracts of corn except May, July, and December of 08 futures. No word yet on the pool. We have seen the May tick a little bit here as far as bids, so we might have a little bit of action going on, but can't confirm that yet with the floor. Beans down only 5 to 7 right now, with the highs only about 6 cents away in May beans, and only about 3 cents away in the November in a fast market. November only down 4 cents right now, and the wheat is still down 20 to 22 cents. Chicago, in that Chicago market, Kansas City down about 20 cents right now.
And if you look at that soybean pit, it has been an amazing trade because the bottom side of it is actually down at 750 and a half today.
That's exactly right, and the electronic November beans went all the way down to 785 and a half. We've got a call into Chicago to confirm that because the low in the open pit November 793, but I suspect that's probably a valid number that they both divorced from each other and worked separate ways there for a little bit of time after the opening and after the corn and beans or corn and wheat shot down so hard.
So as we begin to crunch these numbers and put a face on them, we have a planting intentions report that shows about 12.1 million more corn acres, and if you have a 153 yield on those numbers, that would suggest a crop size of about 12.6 billion bushels, 12.6, and maybe a carry out, oh, I don't know, at 1.2, 1.25, somewhere in that area. Given those numbers, what would you anticipate futures to do over the next month?
Yeah, given the 1.2 carryover, and we firmly felt like that maybe the trade was around 88 million going into the report, so we got about 1.5 million more acres to deal with than the trade was maybe pricing in yesterday when we went home. Given the wheat weakness and given the July D's corn spread weakness, we really didn't set ourselves up very good given the grain stocks and the acreage numbers today. So if we take, add 225 million bushels to the ending stocks, because we felt like maybe the trade was with 88, 89 million acres being anticipated, they were still trading around a billion bushel carryover. That would make probably a 30 to 36 cent move lower in the December corn possible, Dave. That's if they take the report at face value and say the weather means nothing, and that's a big bone of contention we have right now that may not play out today. They may take a more conservative approach in their trade and say, let's wait until the weekend precip totals are in, and then we'll evaluate whether we need to take corn down even more. But, we would agree with Chicago and our people up there that the July D spread is probably in the right spot as far as July needs to lead the December higher at this point after the stocks report and after the acreage report. We would also probably agree with them that the wheat needs to take over as a leadership position again, because we did have a fairly good stocks number come out on the wheat, and the acreage number was not a surprise at all. So going into the report, we wanted the July D's corn spread and the wheat to be a leader to the new crop corn. We see that still as the right way to view this market.
Stay right there, and we'll get your estimation about what producers ought to be doing now that these reports are behind us. Let's go back out to Pledge Central and Jay Pierce and see if we're making any progress on our agricultural challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. We are. Hey, we're going to send a WILL agriculture baseball hat out to Milford and Dan Anderson, who just called in with his pledge. So if you're out in Milford watching a couple of weeks, look for Dan. He'll be wearing the WILL agriculture baseball hat, and that signifies his support of the agriculture programming that he finds valuable here on AM 580. So he called 244 9455, or maybe he called our new toll-free number, 866 877-979-9455, made his contribution. By the way, you can get that hat for an $80 or more contribution, and you get the WILL member card, and you'll be helping us meet this challenge from the folks at Risk Management Commodities. We know that company, don't we? Roach Ag and Bates Commodities and AgriGold Hybrids, they all got together. And not only do they help us analyze and bring you the ag programming throughout the week on WILL, they're throwing $1,000 in as soon as we hear from 71 more of you during ag programming. Now, we do have till the end of the day Tuesday, but we know you're going to be busy crunching these numbers that came out today and deciding how to plot your course here. We want you to call now and get in on this early, 244-9455. Make a contribution to support the growing ag programming here at WILL. If you're like me, your computer this morning has in it, in your email there, these numbers that you guys are talking about, and a little bit later on, I'm going to get the podcast of Mike Zuzulo's analysis of this. This is valuable information you don't just find anywhere, and you get it every day, Monday through Friday, here on WILL Radio, thanks to your support. And you even get more of it online, and we're trying to grow that online service. That's important. 244-9455, $1,000 challenge going. Your call is going to take us one more step closer to it.
And at the end of the day, you'll get even more analysis as we put out our weekly agricultural e-letter. To those of you who have subscribed, there's 2,300 of you who have done so. If you would like to get on that list, you can do so by going to WILLAG.org and click on the subscribe link. And then after that, just send us the message and you'll be getting weekly analysis from AM 580 Agriculture as well. Mike, let's go ahead and look at the bean numbers for a second. And as we look at those numbers, we see that USDA is suggesting maybe a crop size of, 2.739, 2.741, something in that nature based on their drop of the bean acres of 8.4 million and a yield, a trend line yield of around 41.5. What do those numbers imply to you over the next 30 days? And do old crop and new crop diverge from each other?
Yeah, good questions. I think, you know, probably carryover-wise, Dave, we're probably running around a 235 to 250 now if we use all the baseline numbers and fill in the planted and harvested acres from this morning. That would tell us, we think, that probably with November beans up there around that 820 level, still today they traded 819 for a high. You probably have that 235 to 250 factored in. I guess our mindset was we were planning a mindset of a 66 million planted is what the trade was going into today's report of. If that's accurate, then maybe we're a little bit big by a million acres, but they do see a sub-250 carryover now when they run the balance sheets. And I think you bring up a good point. Between the basis and the South American crop and the fact that we did make a marketing year low in export sales yesterday for the week, and then we've got a lot of competition coming on board now, especially if the dollar would turn around and go higher against the real, you've got an issue where you're probably your front end would lose to your back end contracts. Your November 07 would be right on the fringe of that, we think. And we talked to Chicago about that again this week, and we asked them what their mindset was, because we've been seeing that November 08 trade so strongly here recently. Their mindset this morning is, again, that would be from July 08 on out to November 08, those would be contracts that the trade would, the funds especially, would feel maybe secure in getting long after today's report. You know, grain stocks numbers were not that great with the beans, and again, the 67 million, that's down. But we think probably the trade had factored that in, and you know, especially given what we've been able to do in light of the July corn going down, D's corn going down, and July beans and November beans holding so firmly. So special thanks to Milford and Dan for that contribution, too.
So what should producers then do, especially those who, going into this report, may have not done too much more than maybe some light cash sales?
You know, this is a big question right now in my mind, and I'll just throw out on the table what we're running through the gamut here in our office is, can the beans stand up and diverge against the falling corn and wheat prices? And I suspect at this point, given the weather, if it plays out to be true, we've seen the biggest corn acres and the smallest bean acres. And I think we're probably in the exact same mindset we were before the report, all things being equal, Dave, and again, given that we're going to have some cooler, wetter weather come through, and that'll probably initiate some of these acres not getting in, if that's the case, I'd probably be more aggressive, especially on rallies, with the beans and be less aggressive with the corn. You know, we've talked about having the $9, $10 verticals in place for all of our sales up, you know, to date on the new crop beans. I think clients and subscribers that get our newsletter understand now why we're doing that, because this carryover number coming into August can certainly go down with pod fill problems or rust or aphids or something like that. But at the end of the day, it still goes back to we'd rather be long on paper than long in the bin, long in the cash. And the grain stocks especially makes us feel like that maybe the basis levels will not recover nearly as well in beans here in the next couple weeks as they could in corn, because seasonally you do see a need for the pipeline corn. And with the futures price decay in the corn, I think our basis is probably going to firm up here in the next couple weeks like it does seasonally. Beans, it's going to be a little bit harder than that. So our mindset is in beans, play the long side with the paper position. Play it like you would a fund or like the funds would probably want to play it, and don't hang yourself out there with unlimited risk in the cash bin.
And earlier you mentioned that you think that now wheat can take a leadership role again. Give us a little bit more about your thought there and how it might be supportive.
Well, you know, we've had a little bit of decay in the corn price, and I say that, you know, half-heartedly, but we've had enough decay in the corn price that feeding of corn may come back to, you know, roost, and we may lose feed demand and overall demand in wheat. If that's the case, then we should see the wheat become, again, our leader in the corn market. I think, too, if you throw on top of that the grain stocks report and where the commercials are holding the vast majority of the stocks, I think it's around 70 or 77% commercials are holding of the wheat. They've got most of the wheat, so we would say most of the negativity of the nearby wheat, especially the May futures, is probably priced in. We would also say the Kansas City futures and the new crop July have fallen hard enough here before the report that we factored in a very good crop there as well. So we've got some reasons now since the report's been issued. And those grain stocks at 855, that was not a big number. That was very low, in fact, below the lowest estimate. Those things would all add up to maybe it won't happen right away, but in the next week or two or three, if the corn basis firms and we're right about that, then the wheat should, in the futures market, probably take over as leadership. But again, corn planting delays are going to mess with that wheat corn spread. We're talking more big picture with the wheat corn and the feed rationing demand.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks a lot, Dave, and good luck with your fund drive.
Thank you. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. And as we see on the Board of Trade today, a lot can happen in a single day. But you can count on us to bring you the day's events and bring it into focus, and it's your dollars that help make that possible. Jay Pierce, how are we doing on our challenges?
Well, we got those four calls in, Dave. I know people have been listening to the analysis with Mike there. We thank Mike for his support. And we have a $1,000 challenge going on from AgriGold and Bates and Roach Ag Marketing, Risk Management. We need you to call right now. You've got the analysis. Okay, numbers, valuable. Analysis, priceless. Call 244-9455. Or you can use our toll-free number. That's 866-779-9455. Call right now. Let us know how important it is to you. 244-9455. $80, you'll get one of our ag baseball caps. You'll be styling.
Thank you very much, Jay. You're listening to WILO Urbana. In the studio is Focus 580 host David Inch.
Hi, Dave.
First hour of the show, sir.